USA News, I'm Tim Berg. The unrest in Haiti is setting off alarm bells for some lawmakers in the United States who feel it may trigger a wave of migration to the United States. Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott lays out what he wants the White House to do to prepare, speaking on Fox News.
We need to make sure our Coast Guard and our Department of Defense has every resource necessary to make sure we don't have thousands and thousands and thousands of people trying to flee to our shores as a result of the unrest there.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken will be discussing democracy's survival around the world at a summit in South Korea next week. Speaking about the coming meeting, State Department spokesman Matt Miller says the summit is designed to discuss what's working in the world's democracies and what needs to be done to protect them.
The summit will demonstrate how democracies continue to deliver for their citizens and organize to address the world's most pressing challenges.
Best Buy is recalling over 287,000 air fryers over fire, burn, and laceration risks. The retailer recalling models of the Insignia air fryer and Insignia air fryer ovens after it says it received 24 reports of overheating, melting, or glass shattering, including multiple complaints of air fryers catching fire. The Senate is preparing to review the bill that could potentially ban TikTok in the United States if the app's Chinese parent company refuses to sell it to an American company. Tennessee Republican Senator Bill Hagerty explains why he would vote yes on the bill if it's taken up in the Senate.
We don't want Americans' data subjected to Chinese Communist Party surveillance.
The bill passed in the House with wide bipartisan support, and President Biden has said he would sign the bill if it makes it to his desk. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Senate held a hearing Thursday regarding a proposed bill that would reduce the standard work week to 32 hours while maintaining the same level of wages. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders says his bill to establish a four-day-a-week work week is not radical and would lead to a better quality of life for millions of Americans.
Many of our people are exhausted. We work the longest hours of any people in the industrialized world. I think it's time for a shortened work week.
A recent survey is showing a significant uptick in what researchers define as incivility in U.S. workplaces. USA's Ryan Daniels explains.
According to a survey from the Society for Human Resource Management, roughly two-thirds of American workers say they've either been a part of or have witnessed acts of incivility in the workplace just in the past month.
Interrupting or addressing people disrespectfully, silencing other people whenever they're speaking or otherwise cutting them off, excessive monitoring or micromanaging, ignoring other people, paying little attention to other people, unprofessional or disrespectful body language.
Jim Link is the chief HR officer for SHRM. He says with a divisive election coming later in the year, incivility in the workplace will probably only become more prescient.
NASCAR drivers are making their way back east to Bristol Motor Speedway for the Food City 500 on Sunday. Green flag drops just after 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.